What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi. So how are you doing today, Kathy?
I'm doing just great.
Good. So today's show, we're going to talk about, I guess we could say, a bad surprise, or things that people think are covered on their insurance policy, mm-hmm. only to find out later that they're not covered.
Which is what we don't want people to have to worry about, right?
They need to know. Because your insurance policy is not going to cover everything.
Exactly.
And people make an assumption that things are covered only to find out later that they're not.
Right. And then they're upset.
And then they're upset and almost sort of unreasonably so because some things are not insurable.
Mm-hmm.
I think the upset would be maybe, well, hey, I wasn't told that.
Right.
And you don't find out a lot of times until you actually have these situations.
Right. I find that people that had a claim, they're more interested, and they've, you know, of course, we got them all back afterwards. They're more interested now than about their insurance than they ever have been.
Well, that's for sure.
That they weren't, like, we couldn't get them to sit down and talk to us. We can't get them to return our phone calls sometimes asking about different things. And now they've had a claim, and now they're interested, and now they're engaged. They want to know. They want to talk about it. I know insurance is not the most exciting things to talk about. We're really fun at
What are you talking about? It's real exciting.
So. Yeah, we have a lot of stories, but we try to help our folks, so that's the big thing.
So Kathy's right. You can see them coming from a mile away. When people start asking certain questions, you're like, wait a minute, they've had a claim.
Uh-huh.
I want to make sure my uninsured motorist has got high limits, things
right.
like that.
I want to change my deductible.
Yes, there's something.
Do I have this coverage?
So let's talk about things that sometimes we just flat can't get coverage. It's not insurable. You're not going to get insurance on it.
Okay.
Some things you can get insurance on it, but you may have to buy a separate policy or an endorsement, which is a separate coverage that you pay for.
Which costs more money, too.
Yes. So the first thing that I've got on my list of things that are not covered, and I've got the wording here, this is going to be termites, insects, and vermin.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing about an insurance policy is that losses need to typically be what's called sudden and accidental.
Mm-hmm.
So if something is happening, a repeated event over and over and over again, that typically is not going to be covered by insurance policies.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned by doing this for 30 years that you can always throw it up the wall and see if it sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll pay something that maybe we didn't think was not covered. Agent does not need to determine that.
Right. Well, because we are not licensed claims adjusters. So we take all the information. We help you with the process. We then file the claim. The claim department at the carrier that we have you with will handle that claim. And the only time we really get involved with that is if something, they're not responding or they're not happy about something. Otherwise, we have to stay out of it.
Yes. And so that's definitely something that your agent should not be making a determination
right.
on. Hey, my agent said I wasn't covered. Well, your agent's not really supposed to be doing that because they're not a licensed claim adjuster, and you might have a situation where maybe something was covered and your agent just denied the claim and didn't even try.
Right.
So go back to termites. So here's the what's called ISO, which is Insurance Service Office. They write standardized forms for all, not all, but they have a standardization of wording that goes to insurance policy.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way it reads here, it says, we do not insure for loss covered by birds, vermin, rodents, or insects. So termite is obviously an insect,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be the end of the claim because
mm-hmm.
that's what's going to happen. It could be a very narrow exception, like if hidden insect or, you know, vermin damage. If there was a collapse,
right.
you might find some coverage for that. But you go in under your house, and the example I've got here, you know, I guess what they have is got like the termite tunnels. I've seen them. We had a recent situation with a house that I helped sell for my cousin's widow that there was termite damage. And you can see the where termites were. It's like they build this kind of like a nest kind of thing. They go down.
Right.
And so that wasn't covered. I mean, we didn't, you know, it wasn't, we could do anything about that. So if you were to find termite damage, you know, you get to replace the floor. Maybe it's something in your floor joist or framing, your steel plate. Mm-hmm. That could be very expensive, but that's excluded. And the only remedy that we could offer is to have a termite bond and a pest from a pest control company, which we have on several of the houses that, well, I've got a house that I inherited from my grandparents that's built in the 40s, and we've found termite damage, and I've got a termite company that goes out, and they are doing bait traps once a year, and we pay an annual fee to make sure, hopefully prevent from having termites.
Right.
But that is an exclusion on your insurance policy, is termite damage. Second one I've got here is artificially generated electrical current.
Yep.
What is that, Kathy?
It's like a surge.
A power surge. Mm-hmm. Lightning is covered.
Yes.
Man-made electricity is not treated the same way. No. It's not considered a peril.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem is, even though it's sudden accidental, it's an exclusion. And it basically does not include loss to tubes, transistors, electrical components, any circuitry that are part of appliances, fixtures, computers, home entertainment units, or other apparatus. That's the wording. So how do we fix that, Kathy? What do we need to buy to be able to fix that?
You have to have an endorsement.
Yes, which is called there's a policy that's called equipment breakdown.
Yes.
And that's where you get your coverage for a power surge. Mm-hmm. We try to write this on all policies.
Right.
It's a rare thing.
We've seen it a lot. Like, we've seen some other customers that we had it on there. Thank goodness we had it on there, because
it's normally excluded.
Yeah.
You get to buy coverage for this.
We had that one customer who it was their TVs, their appliances. They had their garage doors and all these different things. I think it was their well pump too. So air conditioning, all sorts of stuff. It fried. That's something you have to really understand what you're buying or what that is. But we just automatically want to have that on all of our policies, because we have seen too many claims happen and customers are very upset. But that's just not covered if it's a surge.
I would think it would be covered.
You would think
electricity stored out everything. Mm-hmm. Particularly, Kathy brought up a good example, you know, the heat and air system, and that can be very expensive to replace.
We had one person who had their car in the garage and they couldn't get the garage door up because they had had a surge, so they were stuck. So they had to manually try to get it up, but it fried everything. So,
yeah. Okay, so we're trying to plow through this. I know we could just talk on any one of these topics for a long time. Yeah. Another one that's not excluded, we've already been through termites and insects and birds not covered. Artificially generated electrical currents not covered.
Mm-hmm.
And the next one I've got is hidden water damage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is people get mad about this. So this is the wording that excludes this claim. What that was excluded is constant or repeated seepage or leakage from water or steam, or the presence of condensation of humidity, moisture, or vapor over a period of weeks, months, or years.
Mm-hmm.
That's not covered.
Right.
You end up having dry rot behind your shower, and just sort of like termites, it's not the same type of damage,
right,
but it kind of is. I mean, you got like everything just ruined. That's not going to be covered.
Right.
And that's not, it's something you really can't buy coverage on. I think one company we have has some kind of endorsement maybe that you can buy that back, but that's generally something that is not going to be covered.
Mm-hmm.
I had a customer, it wasn't with us, it was another company that excluded his claim, but he was really upset when he found the damage, and he said, well, I'm just going to throw a bunch of pan full of water in the floor, you know,
yeah,
that way you'd be covered. I mean, he was just kind of joking, but he was really upset to find out
that's not the way it works.
That there was no coverage for that.
Right, absolutely.
And I understand this. I understand people, they just don't know.
Right.
They don't know things are not covered. You know, if you had a supply line under a sink, it drips for 3 months, and the cabinet floor is rotted, and the subfloor is stained, that's just going to be exclusion.
Right.
Now, if your pipe was to rupture and it's sudden accidental, which
right,
we had that claim very frequently,
yeah, we had that
is a cover
with
loss.
That freeze that we had back right after Christmas, that was a really bad one at that time, because people had freezing pipes, even though there was heat on. So that was something that we had to deal with a lot.
That's right. Okay, so this is Mark and Kathy Moore. We're talking about things that are excluded on insurance policies, and people are just surprised to find out that they are. And we'll be back after the break and talking some more about this and listening to Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where we are located. We have 5 locations. 3 are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We're located in Hayesville, North Carolina, Hiawassee, Georgia, and Blairsville, Georgia. You can see that, and the other offices are in Murphy, North Carolina. Mountain Insurance is a division of More Insurance, and there's Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is also a division of More Insurance. We want to tell you exactly where they're located. So on our More Insurance Services, Inc. offices, the one in Blairsville is located across from Home Depot and next to the post office. We are located in the South State Bank building. We're not a part of the bank, but in a separate wing. So come by and see us there in Blairsville. Our second location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hiawassee, Georgia. It's on Main Street, which is 150 South Main Street, Suite C. We're next to the hospital in the red brick building called Town Trace. Come by and see us there for your insurance needs. And then our last location for More Insurance Services, Inc. is located in Hayesville, North Carolina at 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next to United Community Bank as well. So come back. Come by and see all of us or call and check us out on our websites. Also, our other office in Murphy is located right there, right past Arby's and SoGoods in Murphy on 164 as well. So come by and see us in Murphy. And our last location, which is Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. We're between United Community Bank and Burger King. So come by and see us there. Check us out on our website at www.moreinsurance.com. You can request a quote. You can check out all these podcasts if you've missed one. And we would love to help with your insurance needs.
Okay, thanks, Kathy. So today's show is we're talking about that people may be in shock to find out that I had the loss. Mm-hmm. And guess what?
They're not covered.
It's not covered.
Right.
And some of the losses we have that we see just are not insurable. You cannot buy insurance on a particular loss. Mm-hmm. Some of them you can buy coverage back or buy a separate policy. So before the break, we've talked about termites, insect, and vermin is not covered.
Rodents.
So if you have that, that's not going to be covered. We talked about artificially generated electrical current is an exclusion, which means a power surge. You can buy an endorsement back to fill that hole. Mm-hmm. The last one we talked about was... I guess, what was the last one? Oh, water seepage or mm-hmm. over a period of continual, you know, period of time is not covered. Like, you know, dry rot, things of that nature. The next one we're getting into has been a big hot topic in the insurance industry for a long time is mold. Mm-hmm. What happens if you find toxic mold in your house? Well, the exclusion says very flatly, plainly, we do not, this is we, the insurance company, we do not insure for mold, fungus, or wet rot. Mm-hmm. However, there's an exception to this. And we do insure for loss caused by mold, fungus, or wet rot that is hidden within the walls or ceiling or beneath the floors or above the ceilings if a loss results from the accidental discharge or overflow of water, steam system, or plumbing, heating, air conditioning, or sprinkler system or household appliance. So there is some ambiguity about that.
Right.
And I would think that... that's definitely a claim that you don't want to turn in just to see if there could be coverage. So some carriers, insurance companies are going to give you some limited covers, like sometimes $10,000 is a sublimit for this type of thing. But you need to know that mold is not covered. Mm-hmm. I can think of that's happened a lot, you know, especially our Florida customers. I mean, that's something. You know, Texas has been a problem with mold, but that's an exclusion on your policy. Example, you know, hidden mold behind the tub from the wall from a sudden supply line failure last month, you know, that's going to be covered.
Toilets too, like sometimes you have your toilet that runs and it's also like leaking in behind your toilet.
Yeah, mold. Yeah. Black mold on a bathroom ceiling from 10 years ago and no exhaust fan, that'd be exclusion.
Right.
So it's something that's not going to be covered. Yeah, very big issue. Mm-hmm. Here's one that's you would think people would know, but the peril, which we mean peril, that's a loss. That's mm-hmm. the way the insurance company words things. Flood is just not covered.
Right.
Now, the fixes to that is you can buy a policy through a National Flood Insurance Program, NFIP, and that's the government. Mm-hmm. And yeah. the reason why you have this particular mechanism in the country is because of a principle called adverse selection. And what that means is only people that in a flood area are going to buy the flood insurance. What if you're on top of Dan Knob, or you're on top of wherever?
Near the river.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm talking about, right. yeah, if you're on top of the mountain, you're not going to buy it.
Right.
But if you're next to the river, maybe you will. So it, mm-hmm. it would create a situation where insurance is supposed to be spread risk upon many different, you know, customers or I guess, you right. know, it's a spread of risk.
But there is a need for it even on top of a mountain.
There can be.
Because they actually could determine it either at flood or a mudslide and the house slides off the side of the house or off the side of the mountain. That's going to become an issue. How they determine the claims department determines that.
That's an issue, but still people
they don't want
or typically aren't going to buy it.
Right.
You know, so that's what the adverse select is. So you can get coverage. Mm-hmm. The National Flood Insurance Program will provide you up to $250 on your house and $100,000 contents.
And that's it.
And you don't. And if you have other outbuildings, those have mm-hmm. to be insured separately.
Right.
So that's floods excluded.
Well, we
have a claim. We have a claim right now. Okay, Kathy, it's Mission Earthquake.
Yeah.
That's not covered. You can buy an endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
Some carriers just will not cover you for earthquake.
Some will.
But some will. I'm sure in California you can't get it.
We live on fault lines here in North Carolina, Georgia, so that's something to consider as well.
Next one I've got is exterior or interior matching. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not an exclusion per se, but when you have, let's say you have, and we have one right now,
mm-hmm.
where a customer has had a release through a pinhole in a plumbing system, and it has flooded the entire floor.
In the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it didn't flood the entire floor, but there's something called the principle of indemnification. And mm-hmm. what that means is you're supposed to be put back financially as you were after the loss, you know, when the insurance company comes in.
Replacement costs, yeah.
So the problem is, like, you had the undamaged portion. In this particular case here, there's part of the floor is covered. Now, to match the rest of the floor, that's going to have to be ripped up and new flooring put down.
Right.
So the insurance carrier is not going to be paying for that difference in cost. Or it could be a shingle on a roof, maybe part of the roof's damaged.
That's the big one most people get upset about. Yeah.
So in Georgia, and I think North Carolina has some carriers that are covering this more, you can buy a separate endorsement that gives you coverage for exterior siding, roofing, mm-hmm. that if part of the roof or part of the siding is damaged, it's going to pay to have the entire roof replaced just because of the aesthetic of, you know.
But you have to pay extra for that.
You have to pay for an endorsement. Yeah. You have to buy it. Okay, here's another one. What happens when a tree falls on your property, Kathy? It
has to hit a structure for it to be covered.
So I had a customer years ago called up the agency, and all the trees blew down in her yard.
Yep.
I went up there. I looked at the trees. They're in the yard.
Yep.
They're not on the house. They're not on the cover structure.
No.
There was no coverage. And she's furious. I mean, she was mad and cast all her policies. We cannot cover trees out in the field.
Right.
Yeah, the only time I can cover that is if I have a golf course. I can cover tees, greens, and fairways. And I've had that claim before the golf course. But your homeowner's policy does not cover trees that just fall.
If it hits your fence, it hits your shed, your garage, anything like that, we just have to have pictures of it, and that's something we can file. But again, people don't understand. And we have a lot of people that have lots of trees in their yards. So that's something to consider that might not have at your...
You're just not covered.
Not covered, but to try to maybe not have as many trees around your house would be helpful or near your structures. But
that would be a part of trying to avoid the loss.
Right.
That
would be, what I'm saying.
Yeah. So damage to land. What happens when the creeks rises and floods out your property?
There's really nothing.
No coverage.
No.
I've had that gentleman called up, and my creek blanks have washed out. He wants us to come out there and bring
and fix them.
And was mad when it wasn't covered. So it's just not covered.
No.
And you can't get coverage on that. No. So it's just something that's not going to be covered.
Right.
Another problem that people are surprised to find out is when they've got an older roof and it's reverted to actual cash value from replacement cost.
Yep.
Well, we are officially out of time, and we kind of breezed through these exclusions, but I think it's important for people to know what they're covered for.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's unfortunate because people, this is where people get mad, is when they're not covered. And sometimes the coverage is just not going to be available. It's an exclusion. Or there's sometimes that maybe you could have coverage, and hopefully your agent has offered you these coverage where you can make a decision as consumers where you want to buy an endorsement to cover some of these things. Okay, so my name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we've completed our show today, and we'll be back next week with another insurance topic, and you're listening to Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.